Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
You can get out of this. How many can there be? Do I have 15, 40, 40, 50, 60? No more than 60. How many bullets do you have? Okay. God damn it.
Jeffrey, reporting.
Oh, God, Jeffries, what happened to you?
Where's my arm?
I'm so sorry.
Sorry for what, Director?
This...
Well, it's just like out of the movies, red lights.
Yeah, very dark, red lights. Big door, really big door.
Big door that says, do not enter, stay away, high voltage. That's what they put on everything that you're not supposed to go into, I suppose.
Well, I guess now we go through the door, right, Barty?
I mean, look, I'm still not on board with this whole let's go find Beatrice thing, but if that's what we're doing, then yeah, we go through the door.
Okay, look, I get it, Barty, but don't you think it's a little strange that there's an entire level at this base? You, as head of engineering, and me, as head of the facility, don't know a thing about?
And that the second we got down here, it feels haunted and very spooky?
I'm not saying...
Oh, here's a light switch.
Oh, nope, not now. That's much worse. Much worse. Very spooky. Very scary. Everything is chrome.
Look, I can't believe I'm the one to say this. Yes, it's a little strange, but obviously, Beatrice knows about it.
What's this? It says Spore Protocol.
Come on, Beatrice. You just gotta get to the suit. Just get to the suit. It'll have the armor. You just gotta get to the back. Where is it again? Down left back corner. Okay, just take it. Levels. Go down one. Why is my wrist beeping? Who's here? Oh God! How did they find this floor? No! Okay, as long as the doors hold, we'll be fine. Get to the suits, Beatrice.
I like that you're now with us, Barty.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it shows a certain lack of trust in Beatrice, but I'm with you. I'm here.
Well, this isn't about Beatrice. She's clearly following a protocol. This is about someone somewhere in the chain of command keeping all of us blind to what the truth is about the base that we're building.
Okay, yes.
Now, before, I would have sided with you, like, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, but as Alberta says, like, this looks pretty spooky and, like, I don't know.
I admit to some curiosity.
Okay.
This is Ghost Town, population us, Something's not right down here.
Whoa, can't you use the locator thing? And we can see where Beatrice is now that we're on the floor? Like, maybe we don't have to go through this big door sport protocol thing.
Well, there is. I could just make it emit an extremely loud beeping sound that would alert anything nearby to her presence. Very obvious. But we know she's behind the door, so would that really help us?
Oh, I think it sounds like a great idea. Then we could follow the beeping sound.
Oh, yeah. Anything could follow the beeping sound.
I hope you guys aren't going to be disappointed by the end of this adventure. It seems to me Spore Protocol could just as easily be, you know, a type of fungicide or something like that. Don't expect too much. You're getting the kids' hopes up, Director.
It's Director Brass.
No.
I'll put this down. Everything's fine.
Brass.
Gentlemen, let's all just... You remember me? It's Director Brass. Remember me? It's fine.
Shut Jeffries.
No. I did, but it was for his own good.
Is underswear.
Gentlemen, look at yourselves. This is not how this is supposed to be. We can start over.
Herfall, use her. Get us out.
No. Please, back away. General, I just want to get to the... I just want to get to the armory, okay?
Armor. Ours. Guns. Ours.
Helmet.
Ours.
No. Stay back. Stay back.
Oh, keep my gun. Why?
I'm sorry. Okay. I just gotta get to... What the... Shh. No, stop! Stop! Why are you beeping? What is going on? Shh, turn this off. Oh my God. Take it off.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Alberta, it's working! I hear the beeping! It's not behind the big door, it's down this hall! Look, come on! Do you hear it, Barney?
Yeah, I'm with you. I hear it.
Well, it just stopped. Well, Alberta, make it go again.
Okay. Okay, well, all I can do is press the button. The rest is in technology's hands.
Well, press the button, Alberta. I pressed it
many times, and I'm pressing it now, and it's...
But I'm not hearing any
beeping.
Well,
that either means that it broke, something I made broke for one of the first times in my life, or that the person wearing it isn't needing it anymore.
What? Wait. Was that a euphemism?
Explain what that means to me, and I'll tell you if Beatrice is dead or not.
But that's what I was trying to imply without saying dead. Oh, my God. Oh, no. What if... Barty, help me here. Like, we couldn't have just
killed...
Let's
go!
Lights in here still work. Okay. Okay, I'm inside. Everything's fine. Okay.
Welcome to the armory. Please state rank and code.
This is Director Beatrice Brass. Okay, just show me. Open one of the suits. Open one of the suits. Please just open one of the suits.
I'm sorry. Director Brass, I am sensing high levels of stress.
Oh, yeah? You think? It's probably because I just outran 45 goddamn old members of my crew that I had to mercilessly kill because they were disfigured and in agony. But sure, and I've got here. I freaking crawled my way to this place to get one of these damn suits to continue killing the mounds and hordes of my ex-crew members. So if I could just have access to one suit, please. To one suit so I can get in and finish the carnage that I have begun and get back to the party.
Request. Denied.
Rank is Director Beatrice Brianna Brass! And I just need to get a sleep perchance to dream. Do you need my password? Okay, sleep perchance to dream. Because that's what this was all supposed to be. It's a goddamn dream. You died? Don't worry. You fall asleep. It's like you fall asleep and you wake up in a pod and you come out and you're just your plain old self. Except too bad, Daniels. Because now you have three legs and no mouth in which to scream. No, it's fine. Sleep perchance to dream. Sleep perchance to goddamn dream.
Authorization. Accept.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Come on, Beatrice, get in. Let's just get in. Everything's gonna be fine. Okay. All right. Okay. In the suit, enter the code. What's your code? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Transferring you to suit AI in 5, 4.
Hello, Director Brass. Would you like to hear a joke?
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
Super fun, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Phil.
Gross.
And Phil didn't have to do B&E in order to record today.
I didn't do any crimes today.
What? Actually. Come on.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space Podity.
An actual play D&D Spelljammer podcast. In Space Podity, 4 adventurers visit the worlds and vex the GMs of other actual play shows. Keep listening for a sneak peek and please subscribe so you don't miss the first episodes set in the campaign of the long-running Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Acting Captain's log. We've crashed our flying birdbath mansion. Long story. The party of groundling adventurers on board is kind and heroic, but untrusting, and is staring at me. It consists of a traumatized minotaur.
You want to say traumatized?
A spooky Asimar child.
I'm an adult
now. An adult Asimar child, whom I suspect to be enthralled by a hidden power, and the most headstrong elf I have ever met, and that includes Rascalgar the Cataclysmically Reckless from the former Orogenon Zed.
Sounds fun.
Also, the mansion's kitchens are out of ale.
How am I gonna function?
Space Podity. Find us wherever your podcasts are.